£14,500,000. I'm going to sell for £14,500,000. Last chance. So.
If you had had an extra $30 million burning a hole in your pocket this week, you could have bought a Vermeer, the first painting by Johannes Vermeer to come to auction in 80 years. Sotheby's did the selling in London. And in the audience, Tracy Chevalier. Her novel, Girl with a Pearl Earring, and the film based on it, brought major attention to the 17th century Dutch master. Ms. Chevalier is on the line with us from London. This just-bought Vermeer is called A Young Woman Seated at the Virginals, which is a 16th century harpsichord. What was it like in the auction house when that went up for the bidding?
Well, it's funny because it went so fast.
Yeah.
It went 4 minutes, I think it took them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people in the audience who had never been to an auction, like me. And then when it came out, also, it's such a small painting. It's basically 8x10, it's like a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And everybody craned forward to look at it. And I have to say, I was very lucky because I was sitting in the second row, bless Sotheby's.
Yeah. Can you describe the picture for us? I bet it's got the usual Vermeer radiant light.
Yes, it's got very kind of bright whitish light. It's from his later years, and in his later paintings, he tended to paint not with so much golden light, but a whiter light. But everybody will recognize the yellow that's used on a shawl. It's a girl sitting out of virginals, the kind of keyboards, and she's wearing a satin skirt with beautifully, beautifully painted pleats. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a Vermeer specialty, really, is bringing that cloth to light.
Yeah. Vermeers are so rare. This is only the 36th known painting of his to exist. And for a while, as I understand it, there were questions as to whether it really was a Vermeer.
Yes. For up until the late 40s, it was assumed that it was a Vermeer, although there's no signature. But in the late 40s, you may recall there was a forgery scandal where this painter, a forgerer named Van Mieris, he painted a number of paintings that ended up being forgeries but looked just like Vermeers. And any painting that was possibly Vermeer but not absolutely certain became deattributed, and that's what happened to this painting. They sort of dropped it like it was poison or something. And then it was sold off, but eventually a Belgian collector, Baron Roland, brought the painting to Sotheby's in 1993 and said, I'm sure this is a Vermeer. Can you prove it for me? And they spent 10 years collecting evidence.
Well, I think they brought in an army eventually, didn't they? Scholars, museum people, curators.
Yes, they finally put the stamp of approval. But I think the thing that I love the most about all the evidence they collected was that Vermeer apparently in this painting used lapis lazuli in the background color.
The actual stone ground up.
He ground lapis lazuli to make ultramarine, this blue color, and he painted it on a white wall. It mixed into the white. And the thing is, you can't see it with a naked eye. You can't even see it with a magnifying glass.
Right.
He must have had a good giggle to himself that he put something so precious in the painting, but nobody knew about it.
Yeah. Tracy Chevalier, your book, Girl with a Pearl Earring, was a love letter to Vermeer. Did you have to sit on your hands during the bidding?
Well, put it this way, my husband said to me, Tracy, I think you it might be actually illegal to bid on something when you don't actually have the money. But I did. It was enough to be there to be a part of truly a unique historical occasion, because I'm certain this must be the last Vermeer that will ever come before the public.
What do you think Vermeer would have made of this? He didn't make a whole lot of money in his lifetime, did he, as a painter?
No, he didn't. And in fact, he died in debt. And that, I think he would be bemused, is probably the understatement of the year. I think he would be really shocked to see that these paintings are going for so much money. And maybe it would make him think, well, maybe I ought to paint a little faster.
That's right. It took him time, didn't it?
Yes.
Tracy Chevalier was at this week's auction in London of a Vermeer painting. Her novel, Girl with a Pearl Earring, imagined Vermeer creating one of his best-loved works. Thank you.
You're welcome.